Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, we've spent a lot of time talking about, a number of varietals over the years. And, we keep trying to point towards value. And the thing that I think people need to keep in mind is that when you're buying, a $10 or a $15 bottle of wine, if it's a good example of what it's supposed to be, you still have to have realistic expectations on what it's going to deliver.
That's absolutely right. And there's a few varietals that are particularly prone to, shall we say, lofty expectations.
Right.
Pinot Noir, for instance. Getting good and expensive Pinot Noir is pretty difficult.
Oh, sure. It's a very difficult grape to grow.
It is. And, for example, if you pay over $30, you have a right to expect something.
And you should.
When you're getting to the $15 range, you should be prepared for disappointment or listen to Seller Notes. And we'll try to steer you clear.
Right.
Now, I'm going to talk about several that I've tasted recently. Just give you some thumbnails on them. One that I really, really liked is by CalStar, Sonoma County in California.
Okay.
I've talked about their Zinfandels, their Pinot Noirs, and their Chardonnays in the past. I had the Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir from 2010. Sells for $32. And I have to say, this is a fine Pinot Noir. You can buy this with confidence. It's going to deliver the kind of flavors and complexity that you want for a Saturday night dinner wine.
Wow.
So
well,
that's
$32,
scores.
You should.
That's a pretty good deal. Another one in that same price range is called Le Nez, which means the nose. And this is from Yamhill, Oregon, the LeMay Vineyard, again, $32. Pretty much the same notes. You're going to be getting good Pinot Noir, very good Pinot Noir, with the complexity, the aroma, the texture, the flavors that you want. So at $32, that's a pretty good deal, and you should expect that. Now, if you're going to be spending, say, $15 or under, boy, it's a minefield. And I did have one wine, I am not going to mention the name, that I thought was just one of the worst wines I've ever come across.
Well, that's unfortunate.
It was, but you know why they even bottled it is beyond me. It was a Pinot Noir that was extremely pale in color, almost no fruit whatsoever. It was a poor excuse for a wine. That being said, let's look at what you can get at the, say, the Lyric Pinot Noir from Santa Barbara for $18. Now, this was a brawny, oaky, tasty Pinot Noir that was, I think, even a step above that basic price point, what you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
And I really give that a lot of praise. This is what people should be looking for. And when you get out there, talk to your wine merchant.
Well, absolutely.
Put your trust in them.
I mean, they're going to be good guides.
Yeah, they really will be. Let me go back and talk about the Stoller for a minute, because this is, I know the vineyard very well. The Stoller Pinot Noir is from the Dundee Hills in Oregon. It goes for $23. The vineyard itself is monumental. It looks like the Corton Charlemagne Hill.
Okay.
Beautifully manicured, beautifully kept. And their $23 Pinot Noir is just fabulous. It's everything that you look for in Oregon. The flavor centers on minerality, a little bit of light cherry, a touch of yellow plum, and a sprinkle of pepper. In other words, really good complexity.
Mm-hmm.
I think for $23, the Stoller Pinot Noir would be my best bet in this whole bunch.
Wow, that's
so
a good value.
So go out and look for them. It's a screw top. It's not going to be hard to come by.
I'm seeing that more and more.
I love it. I really do. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. And you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.